papal document stresses conscience, not church rules.
The message is really that everyone's welcome.
Key question about the GOP frontrunner.
Just how unpopular is Donald Trump?
Washington State manhunt.
He's got mental illness. We don't know what he's thinking.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A newly released 256-page document from Pope Francis doesn't change Roman Catholic doctrine, but it accepts some of the realities of life and opens the door to members of the faith who've remarried or used contraception. CBS's Seth Doan is at the Vatican.
It's the Pope's guide to love, sex, and marriage. Father Thomas Rozica from the Holy See Press Office says it's some of the most beautiful language he's ever seen in a papal document.
This is not a manual of answers to all of the great problems. It's rather an honest attempt to raise all the great questions that families are facing today.
He calls divorce evil, but he has left the door open for people who are remarried without an annulment to take communion. Francis famously said, "Who am I to judge when asked about homosexuals?" But that did not stop him from a judgment on same-sex marriage in this paper. It says there are absolutely no grounds for considering homosexual unions. Candida Moss is a professor of theology at the University of Notre Dame.
He tackled issues that some marriage counselors wouldn't address, like being attracted to people outside of your marriage and diminishing attraction to one another as people age.
The Pope left room for discretion among Catholics in different regions and at times was quite practical, even offering a bit of marital advice to young couples, suggesting that they have a morning kiss or share the chores.
Well, here at home, when it comes to the presidential campaign, voters know what they don't like. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The AP GFK poll shows a broad swath of the country views the GOP frontrunner negatively. 69% in the survey say they have an unfavorable view of Donald Trump. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
His negative numbers are increasing as more and more people evaluate whether they would like to support him for the presidency.
Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz are also underwater in the poll, with more than half of all Americans saying they have unfavorable views of both. But no one in the survey scores as poorly as Trump. 63% say they definitely wouldn't vote for him. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Well, CBS's Major Garrett says Trump has expanded the role of veteran GOP operative Paul Manafort with a possible contested convention looming.
He was there in 1976 working for then-President Gerald Ford and assisting him in beating back the very aggressive challenge from Ronald Reagan. Manafort knows what it's like to fight for delegates, hold them, make deals, and acquire new loyalties on the fly on a convention floor.
Trump rival Ted Cruz is on the stump in the Empire State trying to turn his slap at New York values into a positive.
I have no regrets about standing for the people of New York, standing up for the people of New York who have suffered under the failed policies of liberal Democratic politicians.
In Philadelphia last night, campaigning for his wife, former President Bill Clinton found himself confronted by Black Lives Matter protesters, and he defended her labeling of gang members as super predators.
I don't know how you would characterize the gang leaders who got 13-year-old kids hopped up on crack and sent them out onto the street to murder other African-American children. Maybe you thought they were good citizens. She didn't.
Well, Hillary Clinton has been called unqualified by Bernie Sanders. CBS's Charlie Rose pressed him on that.
Why can't you simply say yes? She has some of the a first-rate resume.
Absolutely.
In terms of a life in right, public service.
Hold on. I'm saying, look, Charlie.
And she's one of the most qualified people.
She has years of experience. She is extremely intelligent.
So why can't you say?
Because she is, you know, I have some experience, too.
And he says Clinton first labeled him unqualified. The hunt is intensifying in Washington state for a man who escaped from a psychiatric hospital. 28-year-old Anthony Garver was accused of torturing a woman to death 3 years ago and was found too mentally ill for trial. Police Lieutenant Chris Lawler says it's thought he bought a bus ticket in Seattle and went to his parents' house in Spokane before fleeing again.
He could be just trying to escape and go someplace, but, you know, the opportunity to commit a crime is there if he's out.
Another man who escaped the facility along with Garver was recaptured. In Virginia, justice for a man who was convicted and imprisoned and was innocent all along.
60-year-old former sailor Keith Harward has spent 33 years in prison for a 1982 murder and rape he never committed. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring.
It's heartbreaking that he has spent half his life in prison when he didn't belong there.
New DNA testing cleared Harward, and the Virginia Supreme Court has ordered that he be released from prison. That's expected to happen today. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Additional state troopers have been assigned to the University of Texas at Austin. Earlier this week, the body of an 18-year-old freshman was found in a creek near campus. An autopsy showed dance student Haruka Weiser was assaulted, but details of how she died haven't been released. Authorities say surveillance video shows a man near where she was seen last Sunday night. New details have emerged in the wait time scandal at VA medical facilities that broke 2 years ago.
The inspector general at the Veterans Affairs Department concludes that a trick in medical center records didn't only happen in Phoenix, as revealed 2 years ago, but in at least 19 states. The waiting time was zeroed out, falsely making the request date for an appointment look like the same date the veteran was actually seen by doctors. 29 VA employees have been disciplined. Thousands of schedulers have been retrained. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
For years, we've been told low-fat or skim milk is better for us than whole milk. Now, as CBS's Jim Shenavy tells us, a new study calls that thinking into question.
Tufts University researchers say full-fat milk appears to be better for you than skim or no-fat milk. People who drank whole milk had a lower risk of being overweight or obese and were 46% less likely to develop diabetes.
There's news this morning for TV binge watchers. Some fans of House of Cards and other shows and movies streamed on Netflix will be paying more. When the company raised its basic streaming price to $9.99 a month back in 2014, it let existing customers keep on paying just $7.99. Now, starting next month, that discount is going away and everyone will pay $9.99. The defending champ seems determined to be fitted for another green jacket at the Masters Golf Tournament. CBS's Steve Futterman has details from Augusta National.
Jordan Spieth dominated last year's Masters, and so far he is doing the same thing this year. The 22-year-old had the best score on day one, 6 under par, giving him a 2-stroke lead. Spieth likes his position.
We just stay patient with what we're doing. We know how to win this golf tournament.
It was a much different story for Ernie Els. The former U.S. Open champion had a horrible start. He missed 6 short putts on the very first hole. This is how it sounded on ESPN.
That's his fifth. That's 6.
Els wound up with a 9 on the first hole.
It's hard to explain. I can't explain it.
Round 2 takes place today. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Masters in Augusta.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.